Welcome to Communication Hero Radio, on location at the Women of Words Book Fair at the Women's Club of Minneapolis, Minnesota, on November 7th, 2015. This is Lori Lorenz, CEO of Pixie Dust, and I am interviewing authors, celebrities, and personalities attending the book fair. This is the interview with Gloria England. Gloria, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to see you again.
Yes, the book fair is very, very fun here in the ballroom. We've got some nice light coming in the windows, and I don't know if they're going to ever get us out of here. It looks like everyone's having too much fun.
My book just came out October 8th, so this is the first time I've participated in something like this.
That was good timing.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So, Gloria, tell everyone name, occupation, and your claim to fame.
Okay. Well, my name is Gloria England, and I am the founder of Recovering You. I am a psychotherapist and have a master's degree of human development, and I'm a professional recovery coach. So what that means is that I support people as they're dealing with addictions to drugs, alcohol, food, and relationships. A lot of times we think that people aren't really addicted to relationships, but there's some language around there that's probably a little bit more clinical, but many of us are. I guess more common term would be codependency.
So, right.
And the other thing that I do that came out of my 20-year relationship with my son, his story is kind of the backdrop for my book, is I have two support groups. One of them is called Courageous Caregivers, and that is a support group for people who have a loved one who is in active addiction or in relapse or early recovery. And the other group is called A Different Kind of Grief, and that is for people who have a loved one who has died from addiction. My experience was after my son died, and I went to traditional grief groups because they didn't understand that addiction was a brain disease. Like, you know, it's a disease like diabetes or heart disease. They looked at it more as a character defect or a personal failing. And I don't blame them. I think it's out of ignorance because I don't think the general public understands that. And so I just kind of felt like I was always kind of on the outside. So I actually went back to my family support group, my family recovery support group, to get the help I needed through that healing. And then I made up my mind that when I was in recovery long enough from the loss of my son that I would start support groups for other people.
Well, I can feel the passion you have for this topic.
Yeah.
And what would you consider your passion project, and what's the story around that?
Well, my passion project is this book, Living in the Wake of Addictions, Lessons for Courageous Caregiving. And in the book, I work at demystifying addiction. I don't think people really understand what it was. You know, I like to think about that I'm defying stigma and shame because I'm telling my sons and my story. The lessons that are in the book, I think, are great reference points for people to go back. And although my story with Aaron is the backdrop for a lot of the information there, I have lots of resources and support materials for not just loved ones, but also for professionals. And I've had a lot of people in recovery that have read my book and really appreciate the way that I have managed to tell Aaron, you know, the addict or the alcoholic side of the story, not just mine.
Right. So this is interesting. So you have a book. Do you do public speaking too?
I do public speaking. And I feel as though I did a lot of public speaking in my former career, so I feel as though that has prepared me for that. I'm going to be speaking at a recovery community organization in Rochester in December. I'm speaking at our local recovery community organization, Minnesota Recovery Community Organization, in December also. I'll be speaking at the Retreat, which is a treatment center, in January. So
you're going to be busy.
Yeah.
Busy. So
I love that. I love spreading the message and advocating for recovery.
Nice. So at these speaking engagements, can people get your book?
They can always get my book at the speaking engagements. They can get my book by contacting me personally at Gloria@RecoveringU. My website is www.recoveringu, that's RECVERING, the letter U.com. And then, of course, it's available on Amazon in
nice.
Print form, and probably in the next couple of weeks, it'll be available as an ebook.
Excellent. Yeah, I try not to carry so many books around. You know, after a few hundred miles, your back hurts.
Yes.
So.
The nice thing about the hard copy of this book is that people use a lot of the references and
True.
Like to refer back to it. But the ebook is going to have hot links throughout the book.
Nice.
So people can go back and forth and see where was that lesson listed here. So I'm excited to get that format.
Did you know you can actually share ebooks now?
Yes.
Before it was the only way you could pass along was to have a hardcover
copy, right?
Hope it didn't break apart.
Right.
Well, what advice do you have for others who want to share their inspirational stories?
Well, I want to say to them, write a book.
That's a good place to start.
Write a book. Make sure that you know who your audience is and that you're targeting the right audience. And if you're going to self-publish a book the way that I did, get the right support around you, because I really feel as though the writing of this book, it's really great to hold on to the finished product, you know?
Yes.
But I'm telling you, the journey was absolutely incredible. The people that came into my life to support me in the way that I needed to support it. I had a successful Kickstarter campaign. I raised $15,000 for this book.
Wow.
And I just never dreamed that that would ever happen. And it mm-hmm. just did. And I think it's because it's a timely subject matter. 120 people are dying every single day of drug overdoses.
Ouch. Well, it sounds like that Kickstarter also got you a whole bunch of fans before the book was even out.
Yes, that's a great way to do pre-marketing for your book,
right.
I found out.
And touch people's lives.
Yep.
Very, very good. Well, let's see, what else? So we have a very hot topic being, you know, what people have been avoiding for years, right?
Well, and the fact that I can't stress this enough. People don't understand that 120 people are dying every single day from drug overdose. So here's the perspective of it. In 9/11, Flight 77 flew into the Pentagon. It killed 125 people inside the Pentagon. So what I want people to do is have this image of a plane flying into the Pentagon every single day. When are they going to start caring about the fact that we have a whole population of people that are dying from an illness from which there is no cure, but there is recovery if they get the right support services in place? So with an election coming up, we need to make sure that our legislatures are taking care of those people, because until the general population, not just the 85% that is affected directly or indirectly by addiction, cares that people are dying from this epidemic, nothing is going to change. And those people deserve the same treatment and care as people with asthma, heart disease, you know, any of the other diseases that from which there's no cure, but there is recovery.
So where can they read more about it? Go ahead and give us that website again.
My website is www.recoveringu, that's RECVERING, the letter U.com. I have my events is on my website, so you'll be able to see all the places I'm speaking. There's a link to the Amazon purchase of my book there. Many resources, all the information about my coaching, and of course, you can always email me at gloria@recoveringu.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and your passion project. I look forward to seeing your statistics actually go down.
Yes, that's what we need to do. We need to see the statistics go down. Absolutely.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, Gloria.
Thanks, Lori.
You have been listening to Communication Hero Radio. You can find us on iTunes and online at communicationhero.com, where you can subscribe to our podcast, read blog articles, and so much more. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.